The small villa Larkspur lay nestled between rolling hills and thick timbers, its winding cobblestone thoroughfares familiar to all who live there. Among the townies, the path that ran alongside the old oak tree was known to everyone, a path that led to the meadow where generations had gathered for fests, secrets participated, and stories passed down. Evelyn had walked that path in numerous times. Each step was an echo of her nonage, a meter of comfort in the familiar. But moment, the path felt different, as if the murk beneath the trees were ain't quite the same. She broke, her eyes surveying the length of the trail. The breath rumored through the leaves, carrying a scent she could then place a hint of commodity, unknown yet oddly inviting. She gripped the satchel at her side tighter. Inside lay a folded letter, worn at the edges, its words folded precisely like a secret she was ain't yet ready to partake. As Evelyn moved forward, a strange feeling dragged at her heart. She was then alone. Ahead, the path twisted around the bend, fading behind a cluster of wildflowers. Evelyn dithered, the hairs on her arms riddling. The steps echoed vocally behind her, way that didn't belong to any familiar townie. Turning fleetly, she caught a regard of a shadow zipping through the trees. It was gone before she could completely concentrate on it, her breath caught in her throat. Who differently would walk this given path with similar covert? Why then? Why now? Evelyn's mind contended back to the letter. It had been slipped under her door that morning, and signed but pronounced with the crest of a forgotten period, a symbol her grandmother had formerly told her belonged to the guardians of the forgotten. Curiosity warred with caution. The guardians were part myth, part warning told in hushed tones to children about poking affairs beyond their understanding. Yet then she was feeling their presence, or at least the echo of their unknown hands guiding her way. She glanced down at the letter again, fritters pulsing as she unfolded the fragile diploma. Walk the path you know well, but watch the hand you cannot see. Trust only the heart that remembers. The words burned bright with riddle, like a mystery meant for her alone. Evelyn put away the letter down and pressed onward, determined to unravel the meaning before the unknown hands close in. The sun had dipped lower, casting long golden murk that stretched like fritters across the path. Evelyn's steps quickened, but her eyes remained alert, searching the edges of the timber for any sign of movement. She had always trusted this path, the way the monument settled underfoot, the gentle rustling of the wildflowers, but now everything felt concentrated with query, like familiar air played in a minor key. As she rounded the bend near the ancient oak, Evelyn spotted commodity unanticipated, a small rustic box, half hidden beneath the roots. Its face was sculpted with intricate patterns that matched the crest on the letter. Her fritters dithered before lifting the box. It was unexpectedly light. Evelyn knelt, brushing down dirt and leaves to reveal a faded necrology on the lid. To the candidate of verity, the trip begins. Heart pounding, she opened it. Inside lay a delicate tableware key, worn but flashing noiselessly in the fading light. Alongside the key was a folded chart, its edges rasped, showing a series of symbols leading deeper into the timber, toward a place Evelyn had only heard of in stories of retired sanctuary. She looked back toward the ville. The path home was clear and safe, but the pull of the unknown was stronger now. The steps returned, closer this time, deliberate and slow. Evelyn slipped the key into her satchel and folded the chart precisely. She rose to her bases, senses stoned. The timber sounded to hold its breath as she took the first step toward the deeper forest land, the place no townie dared to visit. She was following a trail laid out long gone, by hands unseen but not forgotten. Each step forward was a step into the riddle her ancestors had rumored about, a story staying for her to unleash. And unknown hands were watching. The timber thickened around Evelyn as she followed the chart's winding trail. The air grew cooler, scented with earth and moss, and shafts of fading sun filtered to the cover over, casting dappled patterns on the timber bottom. Every step was measured conservative, but driven by a strange certainty. The tableware key in her satchel felt heavier now, as if it palpitated with quiet energy. After what felt like hours, Evelyn reached a clearing. At its center stood a gravestone archway, ancient and worn, covered in vines but unmistakably deliberate. The symbol sculpted into the bow matched those on the chart. Her breath caught. This had to be the retired sanctuary. Evelyn approached the bow, pulling the key from her bag. The keyhole was bedded in a gravestone pedestal beside the bow, nearly unnoticeable except for a faint shimmer. With a pulsing hand, she slid the key in and turned. A low grumble echoed as the ground shifted. The archway glowed vocally, revealing a pathway that had been hidden by time and nature. Evelyn stepped through, heart pounding with expectation and fear. Inside was a theater unlike any she had seen. Flowers that lustered with unearthly colors, cradles that sang an air only her soul could hear, and statues that sounded nearly alive in the twilight. At the theater, S-center stood a figure cloaked in shadow. As Evelyn drew closer, the figure stepped forward, revealing eyes that shone with kindness and wisdom. "Welcome, candidate." The voice was soft but carried the weight of periods. "You have walked a path known to numerous, but chosen by many. The unknown hands you stressed are the guardians, keepers of balance between the history and future." Evelyn's heart swelled with an admixture of admiration and understanding. "Why me? Why now?" "Because you carry the memory of those who came ahead and the stopgap for those yet to come. The path is yours to walk with open heart and steady hand." In that moment, Evelyn understood the true meaning of the letter's words. It wasn't just a warning, but an assignation to trust a heart that remembers, to embrace the unknown hands guiding her forward. As the sun set beyond the timber, Evelyn stepped deeper into the sanctuary, ready to carry the heritage and forge her own path. The given path was hers, but now with the strength of unseen hands beside her,